Well, I don't think anyone argues we're doing great financially, but we don't have to get into all of that too much, other than to say Chicago is facing an approximate $1.2 billion budget deficit in 2026. This was projected a couple months ago by the mayor's office. So going into this year's budget season, it was, how the hell are we going to, fill this budget gap? Because Chicago legally by the end of the year, or the city, has to pass a balanced budget. So how is this going to happen? And the mayor came back with a proposal, many ideas. The biggest, most controversial aspect was $100 million is going to come from a corporate head tax, a $21 per employee per month tax on certain companies over a certain size. This has been proposed, amended again, and today we saw a pretty flat out rejection of it by a very important city council committee.
Okay, let's rewind back a little bit. You said something there important, because I think that we have the federal government doing its continuing resolution shutdown thing, no real budgets for years and years. That can't happen. You're saying that the city has to pass it by the end of the year. So there's a budget, right? Or there's a deadline, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. They have to pass it. And so basically, there's a series of ordinances every year that get proposed and passed. There is something called the Appropriations Ordinance, which goes through the Budget Committee. But basically, what was happening on Monday was all about the Revenue Ordinance. Where is this money coming from? It is actually separate from the Property Tax Levy, which is a separate ordinance. But this is, certain taxes, fines, and fees that the mayor's office, that the administration is putting forward. This was the chance to approve or deny them. And pretty decisively, the Finance Committee said no.
Okay, so no head tax, or at least not how it is being presented right now, which I
Well,
believe the
yeah.
mayor had already kind of backtracked and maybe upped the number of employees a company would need, or at least that what has been reported. And it's not
Right.
like we've never had a head tax before. It just hasn't been here in a while. But the argument against a head tax is, yeah, you might collect that revenue, but at what cost to companies potentially leaving or changing where they're located, right?
That's right. So Chicago had a head tax for almost 40 years. It actually goes, I think it started back under Richard J. Daley, and then it went all the way to about 10 years ago, a little over a decade ago, when Rahm Emanuel phased it out. Then it was $4 per employee for, I think, companies over 50. The mayor suggested, let's have this $21 fee for companies initially over 100. Then last week said, as a kind of a bid to try to get more people to back his budget, I think said, let's get this actually to 200. Now we're back at the 100 employee threshold, but it would also create an $18 million grant program where, some that ideally, I think some of these companies that fall in the middle, companies that have 140 employees, maybe a restaurant chain or a grocery store, they could kind of get a grant to, see some of that money back. That was what was proposed. Aldermen did not take to it today. The argument against it is, yeah, it's a job killer. People say, are concerned that if you are a company operating in Chicago, why not move to, a suburb right outside the city and do the same thing without having to pay this tax, right? On the flip side, proponents say, these companies can afford it, especially big companies like Google and JP Morgan. One alderman today, in a bit of rhetorical, flourishing, basically started asking these kind of questions of the budget director. Do you know how much Google made last year? And do you know how much JP Morgan made last year, to kind of try to prove his point that this is something that they can easily afford? So what is really happening with the head tax is it goes to the core of Brandon Johnson's administration and his whole movement, which is tax the rich, get more money into the hands and programs of working people in Chicago. And this has been something he's really struggled to do because Chicago, the city, only has a few levers it can pull to do this. And so the head tax would be one of the few ways, without going to the state in Springfield, that they can attempt to tax who Brandon Johnson calls the ultra rich.
A lot of this, I imagine, is to try and not raise property taxes, right?
That is correct. So Brandon Johnson this year has said he is totally against any property tax. Like, we actually just saw reporting coming out this week. Property tax bills are out, and especially on the South and West side, some people are seeing double what they were paying previously. So this is a really hot button topic. It always is in Chicago politics. But the mayor, after trying and failing to raise property taxes last year, has kind of drawn this line in the sand, saying he's going to veto any budget that comes back to him with a property tax hike. So yes, it is to avoid a property tax hike. The mayor also says it's to avoid a potential grocery hike, which the state is phasing out, but the city could reimplement, or raising garbage fees, basically what this city charges households, apartment buildings to collect its garbage. The mayor is saying it's these things or a head tax. The other option would be layoffs. And the mayor has said he's absolutely against any layoffs. But there is a caucus in city council that's saying, well, we actually need to right size the size of government. And maybe we should look at some targeted layoffs and other cuts.
By the way, just to make sure people get it, and you know, this is going to be a little confusing. Yes, property rate or the amount that people are paying in property taxes went up as they're getting their reassessments, albeit very, very late. They're finding out how much they owe. You can owe more, but that doesn't mean the government raised the rate in which you owed, right? This is just your property was assessed higher. This wasn't a property tax raise per se.
Yes, that's an important clarification. You know, there are various bodies that can levy a property tax, right? You know, CPS, the library has its own library fund, and then, of course, the city of Chicago. But yeah, the rate from the city, at least, has not changed. Although, yes, we are seeing these new assessments, which are kind of causing some outrage, especially on the south and west sides right now.
Okay, so the head tax has gotten a lot of attention. You said that would raise about $100 million. If we're looking at a $1.2 billion deficit, that would be 1/12 of where we ultimately need to get to, right? Like, let's say even the head tax happened. That doesn't solve everything.
Right. It's kind of a cobbling together of a bunch of other little stuff. A proposed social media tax, a citywide hiring freeze. They're cutting many vacant positions that, you know, for example, librarians are angry about this, but they have proposed a cut. There are currently 69 vacant positions at the Chicago Public Library. This budget would cut those positions. There's also the rising of other fees, the personal property lease tax, which is a cloud computing tax of sorts. There's other various permit fees and licenses and stuff like that that's going up. War of attrition. How can we boil down this deficit through all these different means? And so that's really what's happening.
How did he take the rejection of the Finance Committee of that plan?
You know, he wasn't doom and gloom about it. He basically stuck by it and said, you know, this is the plan. We feel good about our plan. Challenging Alders to come back with, you know, their own revenue ideas. Jason Ervin, who is the budget chair, Johnson's handpicked budget chair, has this quote that he likes to say, and he said it again today. Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Basically, everyone wants to get the result without making the hard decisions. He's saying, you know, this is a hard budget and we need people to help us out here.